So be real careful when you choose a lover. Because if you ever decide you don't want that lover anymore, they can go nuts. They can go completely kablooey.
It's a wonder I'm here today after all the time I spent with a stag. Are you listening, you Peggy? Seemed like nothing would ever work out for us. Nothing! I'd say yes and she'd say...
No, senor.
I'd say white, she'd say black. I'd say light, she'd say dark. I remember one time we got invited to this costume party. And then... I'm trying on my Zorro outfit. I said, this should be pretty good. Estelle, I'm going as Zorro. She said, you know, I got a migraine. I don't think I'm going to the party. I said, well, I don't really want. She said, no, you go ahead. Have a good time. You already got your Zorro outfit, huh? I said, well, all right. So I go to the party. Well, wouldn't you know, a couple hours later... her headache clears up. And she said, you know what? I think I'm going to check on Nino. He doesn't know what costume I'm wearing. Going as that dancing harem girl. I'll put that veil over my face. I can keep an eye on him at the party. So she puts that harem girl outfit on with the veil. Goes to the party. And immediately starts looking around for Zorro. She looks over there, and sure enough, she's shocked and stunned. As the gay blade is sticking a tongue in a woman's ear. Squeezing Tata on the dance floor. Dancing the Lombada, one of them hunching dances. She's like, he wants to put a Zorro costume on and tear it up, does he? Well, two can play that game. Oh, I got him now. So she comes over clicking her little harem girl and kicking. She says, Zorro, may I have this dance? Next thing you know, she's spinning around. Well, let me tell you something. Zorro was, in the old days, and continues to be, one bad feud. Next thing you know, the harem girl and Zorro hunching away on the dance floor. Zorro, of course, having no idea who the hell that is. Next thing you know, one of her tatas flops out. They're out on the patio. In the bushes. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Snoring.
No, senor.
Yes! Big snoring. And then, a knee-walking facial speckling. And then Estelle says, that was wonderful. I'm feeling faint. I must away. You know, disguising her voice and everything, so I can't recognize. Well, she hauls that and goes home. About 2.5 hours later, I come home, and she confronts me. She says, so, did you have a good time at the party? And I said, well, you know, Estelle, I never have a good time when you're not around, so I decided I didn't want to participate. I was in the back playing cards with the boys all night, but the guy that borrowed my Zorro costume looked like he had a great time.
Powered by Method for a cleaner burning punchline. Greaseman Show.